You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Oh, don't suffer for your art, chat.
Various Artists with Francis and Liam.
You are back on Various Artists with Francis and Liam. It's great to have your company. Last week saw the close of the Auckland Writers Festival and with it the Ockham New Zealand Book Awards. They're pretty significant awards. So to hear about them, I caught up with Jenna Todd, manager at the Time Out Bookstore in Mount Eden, which if you haven't been, is definitely worth a trip. She's also spokesperson for the New Zealand Book Awards Trust and I believe is on their board. Here's our conversation now. We are talking about the Ockham New Zealand Book Awards today. I do have to apologise if there's some music in behind my audio today. We've got a fancy new band who are riffing away in the studio. But let's focus in on the Ockhams. Can you tell me, for any listeners that aren't aware, what the Ockham Book Awards are and a little bit of their history?
Sure things. Kia ora, everyone. The Ockham New Zealand Book Awards are New Zealand's premier literary awards. They've been going for 55 years. How it stands right now is the Ockham New Zealand Book Awards, I think those sponsors came on about 2014. So as it stands, we're almost at 10 years with this major sponsor.
What kind of prize categories are there, or how are the awards structured?
So we have 8 awards all together. We've got 4 categories: fiction, poetry, non-fiction, and illustrated non-fiction. And then there's a first book award winner for each of those categories.
How are the books selected and judged?
What writers and publishers can do, we have an open call and they can submit their books for judging. And what we do as the New Zealand Book Awards Trust is that we select panels of judges for each category. So I've got 3 people on each category. We try to have a range of diversity in terms of geography and based out of and different careers. You know, we're trying to have a bookseller, an academic, and a writer in each category. And then they whittle a big pool of reading. Often, I've been a fiction judge before. We read 40 books for the fiction category.
Whoa, that's a huge undertaking.
I know, in quite a short amount of time as well. And those get whittled down to a long list of 10. And then they get whittled down again to a short list of 4. And then they choose a winner.
Mm. Well, that's a lot of books.
A lot of books. It's a really, really big job for the judges, and it takes a lot of, I'm speaking from experience, emotional and energy and just time as well. Our judges really take this job seriously.
Yes. We'll move to talk about the judges' selections this year shortly. But I wanted to ask why is it important to recognise literary works in such a way as this?
I think it's really important to have an annual marker of what is the best of the best for that year. It really celebrates our rich writing culture in New Zealand. It's also really important to make sure that these stories that are being written by New Zealanders for New Zealanders and beyond, a lot of these stories are set in New Zealand, not all of them. I think it's just an important marker for our rich literary industry.
Yeah,
it's a great celebration.
Yes, absolutely. And let's talk about some of, well, actually, let's go through all of the awards. I think we have the time and should allow each of them the space. So why don't we start with the Jan Medlicott Acorn Prize for Fiction, The Axeman's Carnival. Can you tell me about the author and a little snippet of what the book's about?
Sure thing. So the fiction prize is probably the most, it's a prize that has the highest value of money. This is due to the wonderful Jan Medlicott, who has given this money in perpetuity that grows with interest every year, and it makes a massive difference in the lives of these writers. So the winner this year was The Axeman's Carnival written by Catherine Chidgey, and this is published by Te Heringa Waka Press in Wellington. Catherine Chidgey has won this prize before. She won it for a book called The Wish Child, so that is the first time in this version of the New Zealand Book Awards being sponsored by Auckland Residential that she has won again. She is one of New Zealanders' best, freshest, prolific writers at this time. This novel is set in a high country station in Otago, and this novel is about so much, but I think the easiest tagline for this is that it's narrated by a magpie, or as a bookseller, that's our sell-in to make a point of difference of an interesting story. But it focuses on the domestic life of a husband and wife who live in a stressful time. There's a lot of stress about money. The husband is, like, you know, just to be frank, he's just an asshole, and his name's Rob, and the wife is called Marnie, and there's domestic violence within the relationship, and the magpie gives Marnie a sense of direction, companionship, and it also brings in quite a humorous twist of social media and internet fame, and because she starts putting him on the internet, and they become a bit of a Tama, the magpie, becomes a bit of a sensation. Catherine Chidgey is a master of voice, and she can write about quite dark things with such a sense of humour and a light touch. Mm. I think, and I think the great thing about any of these categories anyway, but if you're a fiction reader, or you don't read too much, or you want to read New Zealand books, more New Zealand books, I would definitely look towards the winner, the shortlist, the long list of these categories. I think it should be a book that everyone should have on their bookshelf.
Mm. Have you been selling quite a few copies at Time Out since the awards?
Yeah. Well, we were selling a lot of the Axeman's Carnival already because Catherine Chidgey has just really inserted herself into the atmosphere of people just want to buy whatever new book she has written, and she actually has a new book coming out in 2 weeks already. She had a 13-year break, and since The Wish Child, she's written 4, soon to be 5 fiction novels, 2 which have won the Jan Medlicott Acorn Prize for Fiction, 1 that was shortlisted last year and 1 that was longlisted a few years ago as well. So every book she writes is well noticed.
Yes.
She won $64,000.
Ah, awesome. Shall we move on to talk about the Poetry Award, the Mary and Peter mm-hmm. Biggs Award? Always italicise, how to write while colonised.
Yeah, so this is published by Auckland University Press. And I really love the line from the poetry category convener, Diane Brown. She says, Miss Te Punga Somerville's collection voyages out like a waka seeking new ground. Readers in challenge, but crucially invited to accept the challenge and reach a new understanding of what it is like to be a Māori woman scholar, mother and wife in 2022, encountering and navigating uncomfortable and hostile spaces. It can be confronting at times. I think it's really sharp. I'm trying to think of other adjectives that I've been saying about this book recently. But in terms of structure of the book, she writes in English and Te Reo, and she puts all the English in italics as opposed to the Te Reo, which I just think is a really easy marker of what type of book this is. And maybe it could be confronting for some people, but it's just upfront and honest.
Would you say it's an easy book to enter? I know poetry can often be scary for some readers. Yeah, how would you suggest approaching the book?
That's a good question. What I think is that the Ockhams have recognised, especially in the poetry category, is a recognition of quite youthful, vibrant writers. And I'm saying that because I think that some people could potentially think of poetry as quite dry and for a certain demographic and a certain type of person that writes it. And I think this book, as well as other listed titles, really dismissed that. We had four young women in this category in the shortlist. I'm 99% sure that three of them were first-time books shortlisted in this category. So there's a hunger for this type of poetry.
I'm just having an onslaught of ballot box band playing behind me. They're sounding awesome, but I will drop out again after just introducing this next book, the Award for Illustrated Nonfiction, which has an incredible cover. It's like being in the dairy as a kid and seeing those little plastic bags of gummy lollies and just like instantly wanting to reach for them. It's such a vibrant colour and cover. So will you tell me about the book, the title, the author and what it's about?
Sure thing. So this book maybe would appeal to BFM listeners the most. It's called Jumping Sundays, The Rise and Fall of the Counterculture in Aotearoa, New Zealand by Nick Bollinger. And yes, as you say, it's this vibrant colour that takes you straight back into the 60s, 70s era, orange, purple, and it's got this great tunnel. I don't know what you would describe, like a rainbow tunnel with this woman dancing, a silhouette of a woman dancing in it. This is a really fun category, and I think must be a fun category to judge because you're judging how the images sit alongside the words, how they relate to each other, and design can factor in this category as well. And so I think it's a well-designed book, but as the category convener Jared Davidson says, it's a triumph of production and design, and it draws on archival research and rich personal narratives, making a compelling account of an epic-making period linking international trends to the local context in a purposeful yet playful way. Nick Bollinger is a great storyteller. He, if you've ever listened to him on the radio or how he reviews music himself, he has this really nice, almost playful and sing-song way of telling a story and always drawing it back to the beginning. It has really awesome photographs in it of festivals, a lot of music, a lot of people just hanging out in parks, protesting, kind of commune-y looking spaces, and it's quite a joy to look through and read.
Awesome. Well, there we go, B listeners. You have been sent out on a quest to track that book down. Let's talk about the fourth and final of the four main book awards, the General Nonfiction Award, which is for the English text of the Treaty of Waitangi. Tell me about that.
This book has been described over and over again as a weighty tome, and it's like the luminaries. Everyone always just talks about how long it is. It is 700 pages, and this is a work of academia, of time. I think it took Ned Fletcher 15 years to write it. It was born out of his PhD, and it was a work of scholarship. The judges found it really surprising, and so maybe with a title like the English text of the Treaty of Waitangi, you could potentially go into this book thinking you're going to get a certain type of read, and the judges say you will not, and that will shift. And this is what Anna Rafferty O'Connell says, is that this book will shift and inform debates about the intentions of those who constructed and signed the treaty and how we interpret it today. Fletcher's comprehensive examination sheds new light on the document's implications and contributes fresh thinking to what remains a very live conversation for us all that call this country home.
Have you tried to tackle it yourself?
I'll tell you what, I've got it next to my bedside table, and when Ned was reading from it at the award ceremony, I was just instantly taken into what he was saying. I'm really excited to read it, but it's one of those books that I will take on a holiday and read with me. I like a really long book that there's no risk of running out on a holiday, and then this is going to be it.
Sorry, coming back in with some ballot box behind me. Hey, let's run through finally the four best first book awards. I think a lot of the kaupapa of this show on Be For Us Various Artists is all about giving voice to up-and-coming creative practitioners, be they artists, visual artists, musicians and writers as well. So yeah, tell me about these four awards and what we can expect if we dive into them.
Yeah, this is a really exciting category and quite a beautiful category to watch the winners win, because it's their first book and they're getting recognised for it. You just see this quite like wondrous joy and excitement from these awards. So the Hubert Church Prize for Fiction was won by Anthony Lapwood for Home Theatre. This was published by Te Heringa Waka Press. Also, I just want to go back and say that the English text of the Treaty of Waitangi was published by Bridget Williams Books. I definitely need to shout those guys out because they do amazing stuff. Back to Anthony Lapwood. This is a series of linked short stories, and I encourage everyone to pick it up. I think people can be a little bit scared of short stories, but I think they're wonderful, especially if they're linked. It shows a full picture thinking of the author. Jesse Mackay Prize for Poetry. This was won by Kadro Muhammad. We're All Made of Lightning. And this is published by We Are Babies Press, Tender Press. She did a beautiful reading from this at the award ceremony via video link. And again, as an indicator of the state of poetry in Aotearoa today is that it's like, I feel like it's breaking boundaries, fresh, diverse voices, youthful, smart, funny, thoughtful, really worth checking out. It's a really small press, We Are Babies Press too, so it's great to see them win a prize again. They won their book, won this prize last year as well, so it shows that they really know what they're doing when finding new authors. The Judith Binney Prize for Illustrated Nonfiction. This was won by a cookbook. So this is Kai, Food Stories and Recipes from My Family Table by Crystal Lowe. And the best description that I heard of this was published by Bateman Books, was it is contemporary Māori Edmonds cookbook for our times. And then the E.H. McCormick for General Nonfiction was won by the very, very popular memoir. It was a bestseller at Time Out last year. It was Grand, Becoming My Mother's Daughter by Noelle McCarthy, which is a beautiful story of being a mother, being a daughter, inheriting... or I would say inheritance, and a good snap of Auckland life as well, including some time at BFM and being in the BFM studio.
Awesome, as I am now. How cool is that? I actually have Grand on my bedside table to be read in that great big pile. Hey, thanks so much, Jenna. That was Jenna Todd talking with me about the Auckland New Zealand Book Awards.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.